This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we will discuss a few issues in addition to what we mentioned last week. First, we will start with what we call khiyar al-bay'. The khiyar means the option. The option in selling. What do we mean by that? We mean that you are given the right of option to move on, to seal the deal, or to cancel it after the transaction is already done. The choice during the transaction. Now, we mentioned that there are few transactions which are forbidden. However, the rest of them are halal. So let's say you are doing a transaction which is halal. Do you have the option to stop it, to cancel it, or not? That's what we will talk about today, inshallah. The buyer and the seller, they have both the right to cancel a transaction within 3 days, if they agreed on that. And this is what we call khiyar al-shart, the conditional option of cancelling the transaction. Khiyar al-shart. Again, let's say you wanted to purchase something, a car. Let's say a car. And you said to the seller, do you give me the choice? First, I need to try it. And if I liked it, I will take it. But if I did not like it, I will give it back to you. And he agreed. That's perfect. There is nothing wrong with it. You could take this car and try it for 3 days. Sometimes the sale happens right after you agree. I sell you this. I purchased, I accepted, and that's it. We did not say I have the option. If there was no choice of option during the transaction, then you cannot come back to cancel this transaction. Unless the only exception when there is a deception, when there is a defect. That's the only exception. Other than that, if the sale happened, then that's it. So again, we have something called khiyar. Khiyar al-shart. Khiyar al-shart, the conditional option of cancelling the transaction. When does it happen? When you, as a seller or as a buyer, agree with the other party, when the both buyer and seller agree on it. Now, sometimes you agree, you say you are a seller. And the buyer said, I need 3 days. And you said, okay, you get 3 days. You, as a seller, you did not say, I want 3 days also. That means you don't have the right. He has the right only to cancel the deal. But if you both agreed, then you could both have this choice. Now, this happens. You, as a buyer, you said, I want 3 days, because you looked around, you found many products. So you need to find out which one is the best. So you tried this product. First day, second day, you did not like it. You felt that there is a cheaper product with better quality. And you already agreed, so there is no problem. You come and you tell him, this is your product, I don't want it. And there is nothing wrong. Sometimes the seller himself, he wants to get back his merchandise. Let's say you purchased a house. The same thing, you could have 3 days. You tell the seller, I need 3 days. You need to see the neighborhood, you need to see the weather, you need to see how the sun comes, to which room. You have 3 days. On these 3 days, the market went up. It jumped 20-30%. Now the seller wants to get back his house to resell it again. if he also asked for the choice of canceling this transaction, then he can do that because you agreed on it. So we have the buyer and we have the seller. You could both agree on it or one of you agree on it. If you agree on it, then you could cancel this transaction anytime up to 3 days maximum. If you agreed on the choice for 3 days, then you have 3 days. Anytime within these 3 days, other than that, the transaction is valid and that's it, it's over. What if you agreed on 1 day? That's also permissible. Or 2 days, that's permissible. What if it's 4 or 5 days? In the Shafi'i school of thought, no. It is prohibited. The khiyar is only for 3 days. Some scholars said you could have the khiyar, the choice. You could have the choice as long as it is agreed by the buyer and the seller. What's the essence or what's the proof that it is permissible to have the choice? We have a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. There was a man, his name Habban ibn Munqidh radiallahu anhu. Habban ibn Munqidh, he was an old man and he had an injury in his head. So he was not mentally 100% okay. He had some problems. And they used to cheat on him. Because he's old, they used to give him, not cheat, but he gets something more expensive. He doesn't get what others get with the money that they are buying. So he complained to the Messenger ﷺ that this is what's happening to me. So he told him, once you purchase something, إِذَا بَايَعْتَ فَقُلْ لَا خَلَابَ. No deception for 3 days. Give me the choice for 3 days. So you take what you purchase for 3 days and you check it. So that's the evidence, the hadith of the Messenger ﷺ, narrated by Ibn Umar. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari from Habban ibn Munqidh radiallahu anhu. So once you suspect, even if you don't suspect, but you want to be sure that this product is okay for you, you stipulate, you say, I want 3 days. Now, can you have the choice in food? You purchased cake or rice, cooked rice, and you say, I want 3 days. You cannot. Why? Yeah. This is something you eat. It doesn't last. Unlike the car, unlike the house, where it lasts and you need. At the time of the Messenger ﷺ and the companions, they used to do that a lot, to have the choice, especially with the horses, just like the cars. They want to try the horse. Does it jump? Is it fast? So they take it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and they give it back, whether they liked it or they did not like it. Can you have the choice in marriage? We will marry for 3 days if we did not like each other. Because marriage is contract, right? Right? So there are some transactions that you cannot have the choice. Now some schools of thought, they said it depends on the product you are purchasing. So you could go beyond 3 days. That's the opinion of Imam Malik rahimahullah. And nowadays maybe that's how you could say warranty is accepted. Now if I tell you, I trust my product. I did it and I trust it. So I give you warranty for 5 years. In the Shafi'i school of thought, you don't do that. Why? I want it. They tell you no. Sometimes even if you want, no. Because what will happen? Everybody will come and say, I don't want it. So there will be some kind of harm on you, even if you accept it. So it is for both. Always the Sharia looks for both, the buyer and the seller. 3 days is enough. You tried it, you tested it, and that's it. However, I believe even the Maliki opinion is really strong. They say it depends. Like for the house, it could go as far as 1 month or even more. Because maybe in winter, it is excellent. But in summer, it is different. But again, imagine if you are the owner and you sold this house, and this transaction is pending for 6 months, you can't do that, right? So that's why they say 3 days maximum. Because you took the money and now you need to do to deal with this money, you need to purchase something, and they come and they say, that's why in the Shafi'i school of thought, the maximum is 3 days. Hanbali school of thought, they say it's unlimited. Whatever you agree on, that's fine.
Then the product is being used.
That's another issue. The product is used, that's another issue. Because even the usage, even the car, do you know the new car that you get, it is used? They test it. They test it. The plane, you know the plane, it flies I don't know how many thousands of miles before it's ready to. So everything is like that. But the choice, when you take it, it is for 3 days. So that's what I want you to know. I want you to know that in the Shafi'i school of thought, there is a choice of selling. I saw something and I liked it, and I told you, I will purchase this from you, but you give me the option for 2 days. Then if I brought it after 2 days, and I tell you I don't want it, you should not say why, or no, you said you will take it. Since you agreed on the choice, from the beginning, if you don't, you say no, whether you purchase it or not. Because sometimes you cannot give this choice also. Sometimes there are many people, 5, 6 people, and they all are looking for it. And someone came and said, I want it, but maybe I will return it. You can tell him no. Because if you said you took it and the rest left, I don't have it anymore, and then you returned it back, I may not be able to resell it. So this is one of the issues that we have, the choice of canceling the transaction. Khiyar al-shart. When you say, I want this option. If you did not say it, then the transaction is over. You should not come again and say, I want my money back. Why? Because the deal is closed. It's sealed. Unless he willingly gave it back to you, that's fine. Because in essence, when you say, I agree, I pay, I accept, that's it. The other choice that we have is the choice of defect. Khiyar al-aib. Khiyar al-aib means if there is a defect in the product that you are not aware of. If the buyer finds a defect in the merchandise, then he has the right to cancel the transaction. You purchased a car. And that car, as you purchased it, it should be 2006. You found out that it is 2003. You purchased it as full four-wheel drive. You find out it is two-wheel drive. Now, actually, this is not accurate. No, this example, forget it. This example is about the description is not like. But when you find something as it was described to you, but there is a hidden defect in it. Like the car, let's stick to the example of the car, the transmission. Everything looks fine, you use the car, but once you reach 60 miles, the transmission does not work properly. The car stops, or it is shaky. Now this is a hidden defect, because you are unaware of. So in this case, you could ask for the return, or you could ask for money because of that defect. Now the car, the value of the car is less because of that defect. So you have the option. The seller cannot say, no, I already sold you the car because there is a defect. You purchased a car on that description. Now this does not match the description. It was described for you. So you cannot oblige me to stick to that car. But you as a buyer, you could take it. You say, I will take it, but you have to pay me this money. I want to fix it. This choice, we call it khiyar al-aib, choice of the defect. If you know about the defect, yet you don't say anything, which means you are pleased with it, you cannot come later on and say, I want compensation, or I want to cancel the deal. You were able to, and you did not do it, so that's it. You purchased a laptop, and the processor was Centrino. But you found out it is Celeron, and Celeron does not work as Centrino. And you said, okay, whatever. Then after 2 days, you said, you know what, I don't want it. That's not good. You cannot come and say, I want compensation. The processor is different than what I was told. Because you knew, and you did not say anything. Why is this? Why don't you have the choice afterwards? Because again, that will harm the seller. At the beginning, yes, you were unaware of that defect. So Islam tells you, you have the right when you know about it. But once you know and you don't say anything, you by yourself, you removed that right. You dropped that right. So you cannot ask for it again. Okay? Is this clear? Now, this is very disputable. Oh, you sold me something with a defect. No, there is no defect. Yes, there is. So we need to define what constitutes a defect. Because otherwise, now especially this happens with the used products. Now the new products, you know, they are new, so everything is okay. And if there is something wrong, it's very clear. But with the used products, what constitutes defect? Because people will come and say, oh no, that's wrong. That's the definition of defect. Any flaw that diminishes the article or its value to a degree that hinders a valid purpose. Provided that such an imperfection does not usually exist in similar merchandise. These are the two things. It diminishes the value, and usually it is not in other similar merchandise. These are the two things. I'll give you an example. You purchased a book. What do you expect to see in the book? Text, papers and text, right? Now, what's the main purpose of book?
Read.
Read, right? So if the text is clear and everything is fine, if you open the book and after page 260, you found 280. How many pages missing? 20 pages. Is this a defect or not? Yes, it is. So, do you have the right to return it?
But what about if all the books are like that?
Yes. Yes. Now, the other thing. You open the book. Everything is okay. On page 281, there is a black line here. Small black line. Or the paper here is a little bit extra. Is this a defect? No. No. So if you come and you say, no, I want a refund, the seller has the option to tell you no. That's normal. Because it is normal. Yes, you may say some books do not have it, but many books have it. This happens when they cut the papers. And it doesn't affect the value of the book. The book is still the same. It does not diminish its value. Okay? So, another example, you purchased a car, everything is fine, but there is a gas leaking. It makes, usually, it makes 50 miles per gallon. But because of the gas leaking, it makes 25 miles. Is this a defect or not? Not where? Why? Is this a defect or not?
Yes, it is.
It is a defect. So you can return the merchandise or ask for money, compensation, because it affects the car. If you tell someone, I will sell you the car, but it has gas leaking, would the price be the same? Of course not. You purchased a cow. Now, why do you purchase a cow?
To drive, to go from point A to point B.
The cow.
The cow?
Yes. Slaughter it, milk, cheese, right? But you purchased that cow, and that cow did not have a toe. Or there is a tooth broken. Is this a defect?
Well, you can't slaughter it in
Khalil, online, are you following up? Because I did not hear anything from the students online. Are they answering with nothing? Is this defect or not?
It couldn't be the
biha. Why? No. No, that's not a defect. You don't use it, and it doesn't affect. Now, when you purchase a cow, do you count how many teeth it has? Yes.
Rick, you said, isn't there a hadith that says that you can't come back after you close the deal? I thought that was a general rule.
That's a general. Rinsky, can you keep the questions? I thought there is interaction. That's not the questions later on. You ask later on. Okay, so cow without a toe or a tooth. Do you count how many teeth in the cow every time you purchase? No, so this is not a defect. I hope now this concept is clear. Okay? So you have the choice, if there is a defect, to cancel the deal or to ask for money. Now, we are moving to another type of selling, which is halal, selling of salam. We call it bay' al-salam or bay' al-salaf, selling in advance. But actually, before that, actually, I will keep this later on, inshallah. I want to point out some types of selling that are still forbidden. The Prophet ﷺ forbade them because of deception. Because I may ask you, how many types of selling because of deception can you tell me? Can you list some types of selling that are forbidden because of deception? We mentioned bay' al-hasa, the stone selling. Not to sell a stone itself, but when you throw a stone and as far as it goes, that's your property or that's what you will get. What else types of selling are forbidden because of deception? The Prophet ﷺ forbade bay' al-najash. Bay' al-najash. The selling of najash. What do we mean by najash? Do you know? No. No. Najash. Najash. Najash, not najis. It's the same wording, but sheen instead of seen. Najash. Najash, literally taken from najash al-tayr. When you throw something and the bird, what? Excited. It leaves. It's scared. Najash happens when you increase the price of a product without the intention of purchasing it. That's the meaning of najash. Increasing the price of the product without the intention of purchasing it. You go to auction, and that's exactly where it happens many times in the auction. You go to the auction, you want to purchase a car, $2,000. Someone says $2,500. He agreed with the seller. He's increasing the price, he doesn't want to purchase it. But you will feel that, oh, it's worth it. So you increase, and he keeps increasing. That's najash. This is forbidden. Why it is forbidden? It is deception. It is deception. لا تناجشوا. That's what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said. لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تناجشوا. Do not increase the price to cheat. But can you increase the price if you want the product? Of course. I want this product. Can you increase the price over the price that was given by your brother? I came to you. You are a seller. And I told you, I will pay $10 for this book. Can someone come and say, I will pay you $20 for this book? Can? Then how the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بِعْ عِبَادٍ. Let not one of you sell over each other. As long as the deal is not closed, then you can. But once you tell me, I sold it, the third one cannot come and say, I will pay you 20. That's forbidden. The same thing with engagement, with marriage. Someone proposed to a lady, to her family, and someone else came. If this family gave an answer to the first one that they are considering his proposal, no one can come and say, I want also to marry her. That's forbidden. But if they rejected him, then yes. So this selling is prohibited, selling of Najash. If it's question later on, what's the comment?
Shield bidding.
Shield bidding.
S-H-I-L-L.
That's what's called in English.
Shield bidding.
They call it to
raise the price and option.
Yeah.
To use crowd psychology.
Yeah, yeah. This is forbidden. Another type of selling which is forbidden, the Prophet ﷺ forbade it because of deception. ولا يبع حاضر لباد. Or no, ولا تلقى الركبان. تلقى الركبان means meeting the caravans outside the market and asking for their product. How this happened? تلقى الركبان. You have a caravan, or you have a car, a truck filled with fish. And you're going to the fish market. On the gate, two people came to you and they told you, you know what? The market is down today. It is horrible. No one is there and lots of fish. But we will help you. We will purchase it from you. And they said this because they want your fish to make profit out of it. And you say, oh, okay, I will sell it for you. Now, legally here, in the secular law, that's a transaction. You agreed and they agreed. Islam tells you this is forbidden. It is haram. Because you deceived the seller. The seller thought that the market is really down and there is lots of fish, while you used him. That's what we mean by تلقي الركبان. You wait outside, you see people coming with their products and you purchase it with a lesser price to make profit. Because this will not happen without cheating on them. Because if they went straight and they saw the market, then they won't give it to you. They will sell it with their price that they expect. So you don't come and say, oh, they agreed. Islam forbade that. Why? Because it is a deception. تلقي الركبان. تلقي means meeting, receiving, waiting for the comers, outsiders who are coming. Also, the Prophet ﷺ forbade one type of selling called the selling of the resident for the visitor. A visitor comes with merchandise. He doesn't know the market, but you know the market. He wants to sell and leave. In Arabia, they used to have this type of selling a lot. The Bedouins, they don't reside in a specific place in the city. They come, they sell and they leave. They want to leave quickly. So the Prophet ﷺ forbade the residents from coming to those and taking their merchandise and telling them, we will sell it for you. So the resident becomes what? commissioner. He becomes a commissioner for the Bedouin. The Prophet ﷺ forbade that also. Why? Because it will increase the prices in the market. Now the Bedouin, he wants to sell his product for a price, he wants it. And he doesn't want to stay for a long time. So most likely he will sell it for cheaper price. Now when you as a resident, you know the market very well, you will cause the price to be increased. You tell him, give me your product and I will sell it for you. The Prophet ﷺ said, no. Let people get the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from each other. Does that mean commission is haram? No, it's not haram. But in that case, in that description, it is haram. If people coming from outside, if he asked you, if he said, could you sell this for me? Can you do it? Yes, you can. But if he did not ask, you should not do it. You don't go and tell him, give me your product and I'll sell it for you. Now, we will stop at Bay' al-Salam. Bay' al-Salam means buying in advance a described merchandise. You have money, but the product is not there. And when the product is there, you will most likely not have the money. So in this case, Islam tells you there is a solution. Bay' al-Salam. What do? You give the money, just like you want to purchase a car of 2008. What is the car? They told you that's the car. What's the description? That's the description. Now you have the money. You give them the money and they tell you, we will give you the car in 2008. Is this permissible? Yes, with conditions. What are these conditions? What's the nature of this selling? That's what we will start with, inshallah, after the break. So I will stop here. And now, as always, I know you have lots of questions about transactions. So you can go ahead. Any question? No, then we will have a break, inshallah. Okay, we'll stop here. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.